It's time for The Pulse. Welcome back into the Rams studio connected by AT&T. I'm Dani Cleppinger. And the biggest story surrounding the Rams right now is the announcement of the new head coach. And players took to Twitter to welcome Coach McVay. You got Jared Goff showing his excitement. Alec Ogletree also reaching out. You've got to remember, these players, when they headed into the offseason, they had no idea who was going to be their new head coach. And now they've got some answers. Even Todd Gurley showed his excitement. And also, with that announcement, there was more announcements. Who else was going to be on McVay's staff? Well, when Wade Phillips was announced, Michael Brockers took to Twitter using the hashtag #DefenseWinsChampionships. And take a look at this. Johnny Hecker, of course, we can always count on him for some quick wit on Twitter, threatening to kick Benjamin Albright in the shins if his source was wrong about John Fossil staying on board with the Rams. Johnny, no worries. John Fossil will indeed be the special teams coordinator for the Rams again next season. Let's move on to the NFL playoffs, where the Falcons, Packers, Steelers, and Patriots all advanced. You know what? The Pulse is a segment based solely on social media, which shows you just how prominent social media has become. Unfortunately, this was all too true for Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown, who decided to live stream from the locker room post-game after their win against the Chiefs. I mean, can you blame him? The guy was really excited. Well, you can blame him because it's against NFL policy and team policy. And Mike Tomlin was not thrilled to know that his post-game speech was streamed live for the entire world to see. He said it was foolish of him to do that. It was selfish of him to do that. It was inconsiderate of him to do that. The Steelers have got to get over this, though, because they're facing a very talented Patriots team on Sunday following the NFC Championship, the Packers and the Falcons. It's time now to check in with some of our players. Tavon Austin is across the country in the Big Apple. He's looking a little chilly, though. However, he's not looking nearly as cold as Chase Reynolds' kids in Montana. Chase Reynolds' wife, Kyla, posted this video of his kids sledding along behind a snowmobile in Montana. It looks way too fun, and I am pretty sure my invite just got lost in the mail. Thanks, guys. Moving in back to Southern California, Roger Saffold celebrated his son's second birthday. Happy birthday to Price. Man, so cute. So cute. If you guys see anything that you want to be featured on The Pulse, make sure you tweet me at Dani Clupp using the hashtag The Pulse, and it might just show up here next time.